Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Chamber President Brenda Easter about the upcoming Friday Night Live concerts.
Year number four of Friday Night Live here in Indianola. Pretty exciting, starting up soon. Tell us a little bit about this year's entertainment, and especially the one coming up in just a couple weeks.
Well, the Friday Night Live concerts were started about 2016 in Indianola because we wanted to provide our residents an opportunity to stay here and enjoy some music with family and friends. The Friday Night Live concerts offer an opportunity for families to get out. Their kids can play at the park, and we host a beverage garden so adults can enjoy an adult beverage. We have a food vendor available, and then we just have different bands that hopefully people will enjoy. On June 7th, we have Red Dirt Renegade, which is kind of a country rock kind of band, and just something I think that people will enjoy. And on the final two dates, June 28th, we have Trainwreck. And on July 12th, we have the Ripcords. What's really kind of unique on the last two is that we're also offering putt-putt golf. So another opportunity for families to play together, stay together, and enjoy an evening out.
Well, let's talk about getting these put together. I mean, talk about the organization process, getting the bands, and also kind of putting together some of the entertainment.
Well, we look for unique bands, different bands every year. We try to select bands that with different genres, so country rock, rock and roll, just something different for each of our events. We have a wonderful committee that goes searching for the bands about September every year so that we can get them on the books. We typically, because of the schedule around Indianola and how full we are with all the other summer events, we can really literally only find three Friday nights that are actually available for us to host something like this. So we don't try to overdo it because we know there's lots of other activities that we want people to participate in. So we do our best to not do them on the same evenings. So we have a committee that works on that. And we have some wonderful sponsors for the beverage garden and for the event in its entirety. On June 7th, People's Bank is our beverage garden sponsor, and they'll have their volunteers there serving people and just enjoying the evening. So we're really excited. It's truly an event that the entire community can take in. The cost for an adult, it'd be 11 and over, is only $5. At the gate. So it's really affordable. We really want people to take advantage of it because if they don't, then, you know, we won't be hosting them anymore. But we've had really great crowds every year. Mother Nature is good to us usually. Last year, I think we had our first cancel because of the rain. I'm predicting this year we're going to have all of the rain out of here by the time we have our first concert on June 6th. We actually deserve a couple of dry, sunny days.
Well, we've gotten it all out of the way early, I think, is the plan. Talk about the relationship between events like this and a thriving community. I know we've talked about Indianola just being a powerhouse for summer events, and it's just so much fun to see so much activity going on.
We really do have a lot going on, and it starts about May when we have our first bike night. Those are the third Fridays every month, May through September. And then we roll right into our Friday Night Live concerts. We roll then right into we have RAGBRAI this year, which is July 23rd. Then we roll right into our Warren County Fair, which is one of the largest in the state of Iowa. That's the following Wednesday, so that'd be July 24th, and that runs through the following Monday. Then we roll straight into the National Balloon Classic, which starts July 26th, and then we have a Shop Local on July 27th. So, if you can't find something to do here in Indianola, I just don't think you're looking very hard. So we do have so many really wonderful things throughout the season, a lot of volunteers throughout the community to pull this all off. And then obviously we want to give people an excuse to stay home. I call it a staycation. So instead of, you know, taking in a music concert somewhere else where you're paying a lot more than $5, you can come here, you bring your lawn chair, enjoy good food, good family, and fun times. So
awesome. Well, one final time, give the dates and who's performing for what event.
We have our Friday Night Live concerts. June 7th, we have Red Dirt Renegade. We have June 28th, Train Wreck. July 12th, the Ripcords. And each of the nights will have a food vendor there. Probably the Indianola Noon Lions Club, again, a very strong community supporter. So it's a good night to support them as well. And then we have Putt-Putt Golf on June 28th and July 12th. That's going to be sponsored by the Christian Opportunity Center. So again, another evening out and a way to engage with some wonderful people.
Thanks to Brenda Easter for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.